This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A 73-page criminal complaint now filed against the suspects connected to the alleged Halloween terror plot that was stopped by FBI agents in Michigan. A juvenile and two adults, Mohamed Ali and Mahid Mahmoud, were named in this complaint, along with two people referred to as co-conspirators 4 and 5. For more on these new and major developments, we're joined live now by WWJ legal analyst Charlie Langton. Now, Charlie, your initial thoughts on the FOIL plot and now charges. You and I were talking off-air about the seriousness of this.
Well, there's no question it's serious. I'm just getting into now. This is a 73-page complaint that was filed by the feds really just about an hour or so ago, alleging that two people, as you said, one adult but one juvenile as well, that they essentially conspired to carry out terrorist threats while communicating and having connections with ISIS. Now, it is alleged that the defendants purchased about 1,600 rounds of ammunition for their AR-15s. They also practiced at local gun ranges, and they also scouted out locations for a potential attack. One of those places, Ferndale. Now, they also used encrypted communication for the Halloween attack. They also discussed travel plans to both Syria and Turkey. And I tell you, there's more to this here. There's going to be a 1 o'clock arraignment in federal court. That's when the formal charges will be read against them, and a judge will set bond, if any. They don't have to because of the connections outside of this area. There likely will be a very, very high bond or no bond. Anyway, these are very serious charges. And again, I'm assuming as this case develops, we'll get more information. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
With this information that we've got so far, Charlie, the case for the feds, you can imagine, is probably a pretty competitive one.
Well, it's going to rely on a lot of the evidence that they took from their residents, their computers, their hard drives, their communications. It's also going to rely on a lot of experts because a lot of this was encrypted. There was also mention of co-conspirators and other ones. So I would say that it's not just these two people. It's going to be other ones. Now, I don't know if those other people are cooperating. We're not sure about that. But the feds are going to put together what they call a paper case, and they're going to trace every single communication. It looks like they've been in communication since July of this year, and they've had quite a few communications, quite a few meetings, quite a few emails back and forth. And again, they're all encrypted, so I would imagine there's going to be a lot of evidence, paper evidence in this case, that are going to make the case that these two, and perhaps others, but at least these two, one juvenile, had the means in which to carry out the plot. But remember, it doesn't matter if you can carry out the means, just the fact that you're discussing something with ISIS, which is a terrorist organization as defined by our rules. If you just discuss a planning and plotting with a terrorist organization, that in and of itself is a crime. And then take a look at all of the ammunition. I don't know if these are legal guns or not. We're not sure yet. If they're not, that's another crime. But even if they are, that certainly provides the means in which to carry out this crime. this terrorist attack. It also shows that these two were very serious about doing a lot of harm to people in Metro Detroit.
Last one for you, Charlie. Obviously, this is a very complex investigation. These raids happening on a Friday before a weekend. I think a lot of people were anxious to know more information, and they had to wait through the weekend. What are your thoughts about the timing of this? I know that some people probably wish they could have learned this 2 days ago, but was that just not possible with how much there is? I mean, 73 pages?
No, this is the FBI. The FBI has to get it right. They still needed a lot of evidence. And, you know, judges do scrutinize what the FBI wants. All of this would likely have been obtained, all this information, through search warrants. But again, judges are going to scrutinize what the FBI wants. And there's a certain, these are innocent people at this point in time. They do have privacy rights and they have legal rights. You have to obey those rights too. However, when we're talking about encrypted communication, we're talking about a paper trail, and we're talking about something that is potentially damaging to many, many people in Metro Detroit, you got to play by the rules. And the rules, unfortunately, don't include the media. Let the feds do the job. Let the FBI do its job. And this will all come out in the end. Let's let the justice system do what it has to do. And we'll report and we'll give the facts as we know them, like we always do.
WWJ legal analyst Charlie Langton on our top story this morning after that FBI alleged terror plot for Halloween weekend. We now have charges in this case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.